What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Zach and Pat Show. I'm Zach.
I'm Pat.
This is the show about manhood, fatherhood, entrepreneurship, and the mentality it takes to be successful at those things. And we'll probably sprinkle in some helpful real estate advice, too, because that's what Pat and I do. You know, guys, life can be tough. We can go through some things and struggle at times, but this is the show to let you know that you're not alone. So if you're someone out there going through any of these things, this is the show for you. Shout out to our friends at NeuroGum for keeping us energized and focused. NeuroGum is a chewing gum as well as mints. It has caffeine, L-theanine, and vitamins B6 and 12. Helps with memory and focus. So, you know, you can chew it whenever you're feeling like you need a little bit of a mental boost. I like it whenever I'm driving around showing houses, you know, when I'm making some phone calls. Anytime I just feel like I'm you know, need a little pick-me-up, I'll just pop a piece of NeuroGum and it gets me to where I need to be. So get out there and try some NeuroGum.
Shout out to our guys over at Captain Beard Co. So if you are looking for unbelievable products that are made from all natural ingredients and smell amazing for beard care, also hair and body wash, and then they also have really good smelling candles. So just anything that, like, for guys, I mean, just things that aren't things that you typically think of when it comes to self-care, but their stuff is great, smells amazing, and high quality products. So check them out. And when you go to purchase anything, use our promo code Zach and Pat for 10% off your purchases.
Also, shout out to our newest sponsor, Hand Wraps Rolling Papers. Hand Wraps it's a local company here in St. Louis, owned and run by my friend Justin Bricker. He makes the highest quality rolling papers. He makes hemp rolling papers and rice rolling papers. They've also got a lot of cool merch. He's a jiu-jitsu practitioner himself. We're actually going to have him on the show here soon to talk about it. But if you're ever looking for some good quality rolling papers for your cannabis, which is here in Missouri, it's recreationally legal. And I know in a lot of states, you know, it's becoming legal. And so if you're, you know, you can order them. You find them. I think he's in like 16 local dispensaries here in St. Louis. So if you ever see his stuff, just know that it's the highest quality you can get. You know, something we laughed about when I met with him last week is that they're one thing that they do that a lot of these other rolling papers do. If you'll open them up here, you notice that they've got the little tips and the papers. And one thing I've noticed with other rolling papers I've used in the past is, yeah, it's like the hot dog and hot dog bun thing where, you know, they give you, you know, hot dogs come in packs of 10 and hot dog bun comes in pack of 8. If you look at a lot of other rolling papers, they do kind of the similar thing where the tips don't match up with the papers. And I really like that he matches them up. So you get everything that you're wanting. So get out there and try these. They're great rolling papers. All right, dude. Well, yeah, a little bit of a new sponsor for us.
Yeah, new sponsor.
Yeah. Well, I'm a.
Should we just start pulling a Joe Rogan and just lighten up on the show?
I mean, I
make for some very interesting conversations.
Yeah, it would for sure. But yeah, he's.
I make sure we don't have any kid duty afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think Gina would appreciate it if the house came home and the house smelled like smoke.
I'll be honest, I'm more of an edible guy. Flour just messes me up way too much.
I've been a, that's something I guess I've never really talked about openly. Yeah. I mean, but I've been a cannabis user for, you know, a weed smoker for a long time. You know, it's not something I do all day every day, but it's kind of my nightly, you know, little wind down time. You know, some people like to sit down and have a drink at the end of the night. I like to, you know, step out on my back deck and,
yeah,
you know,
it's better for you than drinking.
Well, and that's why I like it, to be honest, because it doesn't make me feel like because I like to train really hard. I like to wake up and do jiu-jitsu. I like to wake up and go do CrossFit. You can't do any of that shit hungover. Like, especially now, dude. When I was younger, I used to be able to, like, wake up and, you know, after a night of drinking and go out and do whatever the fuck. But now, dude, if I drink, I am useless for like 2 days. Yeah. It fucked my stomach up. Nothing worse than going to jiu-jitsu hungover.
And that's the thing is, you got to think too, you're rolling. So you want to show some respect to the person that you're rolling with.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be smelling like fucking shit.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. There's been many times where I'm rolling with someone and you just like, their sweat smells like fucking whiskey.
Yeah.
And it's gross.
Not fun.
Yeah. So you can, that's one of my things. I mean, you know, shit. I mean, it's a pretty common thing in jiu-jitsu that people will, you know, will roll high. Mm-hmm. You know, that's like there's a promotion. It's called High Rollers where the people literally like the two guys like smoke a joint together and then do a match.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. it's called High Rollers, like kind of a cool thing. You know, I don't know. It's They're really, really common in the jiu-jitsu community. I mean, there's a ton of people that smoke weed, yeah, for sure. Well, and I think for that reason, too, because you can do it and it really doesn't affect you. Like, it doesn't affect, like, you're not consuming a bunch of calories that are going to, like, fuck up your stomach. And, mm-hmm, like, you can't drink a bunch of beers and go roll jiu-jitsu.
No,
like,
you just get the munchies.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So
just roll through the munchies.
Right, right. But, yeah, man, how's everything going with you?
Good. I'm all settled in the apartment and getting used to apartment living again. I feel like I'm back in college. It's strange. I haven't been in an apartment since then.
Yeah.
Well, I guess in pro ball, there was a year where I was in an apartment. But, yeah, I mean, it's different, but getting used to it. And, yeah, boy, I mean, the boys love it. It's got a pool and there's a gym right on the same floor that I'm on. That's literally 100 feet down the hallway. So if I can't make it to CrossFit, then I can just walk on down to the gym and get a workout in there. I mean, I'm not doing CrossFit workouts in there, but it's got machines and some free weights for me to do some stuff. So it's a great accessory gym.
Yeah. That'd be so nice just with kids, you know, cause I mean, it's convenient here cause I live, like, I can get to the big public gym I go to in like 5 or 6 minutes cause it's really close. But, just being able to have something just right down the hall would just be so nice. Like, after they can just go knock something out real quick and you don't have to factor in that driving time, right, and you know, and all, and you come back and shower and your own thing, you know, it's just everything about that just seems really convenient.
Right. And it's nice too, because there's not a whole lot of things in there that, like, if I can take the boys down there with me that they're going to get hurt on.
Yeah.
So,
makes sense.
And it's fun because now they're getting to see what a healthy living style looks like.
Setting an example.
I mean, I take them to CrossFit, and there's been a couple of times where they'll come out and watch, but like some of these classes that we go to are full. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard for them, you know, they can't just come out and sit and watch. Or, you know, there was one day, it was great. Maria and Rachel was putting Maria through a workout, and Connor and Oliver were there, and she put them through like a little mini
little circuit or something.
Yeah, little body weight circuit for them to do, like push ups and burpees and, you know, air squats and things like that. And Connor was like, this is awesome. Dad, look at my muscles. Dad, do I have a six pack? Like,
you know, dude, that's awesome.
I'm like, yeah, man, you got more of a six pack than I do, buddy.
Yeah. Might help when you're six.
Yeah.
Especially Connor. He's like tall and like lean.
Yeah. And Oliver's built like me where he's a little thicker.
Yeah.
It's funny. He started calling. He's like, Dad, I got a dump truck.
I got a dump truck. it's crazy, these kids come up, the shit that they hear.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, something you probably hear fucking online. I'm sure they heard that on YouTube or something, you know?
But yeah, I mean, Oliver's a thick little kid, man. He just looks muscular. I mean, and Connor, I mean, he's just tall and lean, and they're just, it's funny how opposite they are, but yeah, it's funny. But they both like going to the gym, and their big one is the leg press machine. They've got one of those.
Yeah.
And they're obviously not putting any weight on it, but like taking it as low as they can and then just pushing it. They love that. They love the row machine. They're always fighting over who gets the row machine. So I'm like, one of you guys hop on the treadmill and walk while I'm walking, the other one do the row machine, and then you flip flop. And so they do that, but yeah, they have fun in there, and it's cool to have them in there with me so they can see, like, hey, this is what normal should be.
Yeah.
And because there's not a lot of people that do that.
No, dude, I never had anything like that when I was a kid. And I've always wished my parents would get into the gym and, you know, start working out just as they're getting older. I want them to, you know, be able to keep doing the stuff that they do, you know? And I think lifting a little, you don't have to be in there fucking powerlifting. You don't need to be deadlifting 300 pounds. Like,
right.
Go in there and pick up some dumbbells, just pick up some weight. And I think, you know, I just think that it's there's so many research that goes into how important that is as you get older in age,
right,
you know, for your bone density, it's your muscles in general. Cause I mean, you lose like a significant amount of muscle mass after a certain age, like every year. And, you know, one way to mitigate that is lifting weights.
Yeah.
And, it's just definitely something that I intend to do for, I mean, my whole life, I hope, I hope I'm one of those guys that are 60 or 70 you see in the gym that are fucking, you know, in really good shape.
Right.
I hope that's me.
Same.
You know,
like Tony, we had Tony on here, man. That dude's.
Yeah, dude. Tony's fucking jacked.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's, I think he's like 55, 56. He's fucking shredded. You know,
like
does bodybuilding.
Bill McDonough.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. He was my strength coach when I was playing baseball, man. Right. That motherfucker was massive.
Yeah.
Like
he had a world record for something.
Yeah, for his age, I think he was like 55 and was benching like 500 pounds or some shit. Like
nuts,
insane. And deadlifts. I mean, that man was built like a brick shit house. I mean, look at his kids.
Yeah, dude. Colin. Oh, yeah, Colin was
Captain America. Man, yeah. Dude was fucking jacked.
Yeah. Well, we always say that, you know, when we were in high school, he was like such a really like soft spoken, kind of like more timid guy, and like. You know, I remember my coach like yelling, and you're not yelling, you kind of getting into his face one day, like, you got to realize how fucking big you are. You're being way too gentle out there. You know, like he was like this big, like gentle giant, you know?
Well, and like Bill's the opposite, because Bill's fucking like, he's an aggressive guy. Like, yeah. I mean, shit, he was St. Louis Metro for a long time, right. Undercover, shit like that. Like he told me stories like running down, chasing guy on down guys and tackling them and shit like that. I'm just like, fuck, man. So like him and Nick White.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like we worked out at the same gym and just watching Nick. And I'm like, man, there's no fucking way I'm running for this guy.
Yeah. That dude's no way.
Massive and just like could snap you in half with not like it was nothing. So,
yeah. So hear that, folks. Get in the gym, stay in the gym as long as you can. So.
Yes. How are things going for you, man?
It was good. I had a good week last week. Had my, you know, best. I mean, October is definitely my highest, highest producing month ever. So I was, had my biggest month ever this past month, and I was great. You know, I can't complain. You know, I mean, I'm really happy. I mean, I'm very happy with that. So, but now it's like, all right, now I have a new bar that I gotta, you know, you celebrate for like half a second. You're like, oh fuck. Okay. Now that's the new bar. I gotta pass to. Make my, because that was before that. I mean, this is my biggest month by far, like close to double, like what my other biggest month had been ever. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Something close to my double. It's close to doubling it. So yeah, now it's just a new bar. Now I gotta figure out how to get back there and surpass it. So, but yeah, everything's good. Can't complain. You know, just been getting back to just normal training. Gina went back to school this week, so that's been a big adjustment here. You know, she had like, she got off school in end of May this year, and then just went back in October. So she had almost 5 months off from work. So it's just kind of been an adjustment the last few days, her not being home. You know, definitely has its pros and its cons for sure.
You know what time she usually leaving in the morning for work?
She usually leaves between 7:15 and 7:30. Gotcha. So what she's
time,
early.
Yeah, what time is Calvin?
The boys wake up? Yeah. Between 6:30 and 7. So, gotcha. You know, they're pretty much getting up, and she's like, you know, going out the door for the most. You know, she wakes them up, and we hang out for 30 minutes to an hour, and then she leaves. And then, you know, the last 2 days, I'm basically here with, you know, two-on-one for, you know, for about an hour and a half. And then I go drop them off at my in-laws. And, yeah, it's been fine. You know, last couple of days, everything's gone smoothly. Like I expected, you know, Calvin's such a mama's boy. And anytime, you know, Gina leaves, like Gina can't even take a shit by herself. She's got to, like, he's got to come with her. So, you know, we expected him to kind of melt down when she was leaving for work, which thankfully the last few days he hasn't. So, so far so good there. And, yeah, just kind of getting into a new routine. So, yeah. You know, which is nice because now I can start kind of hopefully making it back to the 9 a.m. CrossFit classes here soon. We just kind of wanted to give it a week because it's my mother-in-law's first week having both of them, which is a new challenge for her. She's a saint. I don't know how she does what she does. She, you know, she works full time. She works from home. She's able to, you know, she can kind of work, kind of get her. It seems like she can get kind of her stuff done on her time. So I know she wakes up at like 5 and knocks out several hours worth of work, and then you know, I usually get there about 9 a.m. depending on the day or what I got going on. I usually drop them up between 8 and 9, or at least that was the schedule before. And so she'd knock out a bunch of stuff, and she can kind of work periodically through the day, like when they nap and stuff, but and then she'll work like after they leave. But yeah, that's been a lifesaver for us, because I mean, if you know, if we had to do daycare, you know, I mean, you know, that's a huge expense.
Yeah.
I'm really really happy, I'm really fortunate that we don't have to do that. And yeah, so I, you know, she's a saint. I couldn't do what I'd do without you. Thank you so much, Liz.
Yeah, we were fortunate with the boys until Connor was about 3. I think we started at Goddard a month before he turned 3, and so Oliver would have been 1.5. So
So what did you guys do with them?
We just at home. Yeah, so we both worked from home, yeah. And we would just like flip flop, and I mean, most of stuff because I feel like as a lender, I'm a little bit more busy during the day, during the week. Mm-hmm. So I would get those hours in, and then Melissa would have her showings and stuff at night. Mm-hmm. So then I would weekends. So I would take those shifts in. So it worked out well for that period of time. But then we're like, all right, we got to get these boys socialized and ready. And, you know, so we got them in there. Plus, you know, they were requiring a little bit more attention, and you know, we had to keep more of an eye on them than they were like little, mm-hmm. little. So it just kind of kept her from being able to do things and myself from being able to do things. And so we finally just made the plunge and we're like, all right, get them in daycare.
Yeah. We're talking about doing some sort of like preschool type kind of deal here within probably, I mean, cause Calvin's 2.5. So, but he seems, you know, kind of advanced. You know, I feel like everybody says, oh, my kid's advanced or whatever, but like, I feel like he's really smart and, you know, he communicates very well. So, you know, we really want to like get him into like some sort of, you know, preschool type thing where you get around some other kids and just start socializing them a little bit more. And yeah. So, but yeah, man, today's our book review.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you guys, you know, didn't know, we do a monthly, Pat and I read a book together every month. You know, we sit down and hold hands and read a book.
Yep.
Light
a candle.
Yeah. Light a candle, you know,
and roll some papers.
Yeah. Roll us a joint and
eat a neurogum,
light a candle, put beard oil in and we read a book.
Yeah. Pamper ourselves.
Yeah. So, yeah, this month was, The Almanac of Naval Ravikant. And, man, I was telling Pat, I read this one twice this month. I really, really liked this book. This is probably, I'd probably put this one in top three for me. I don't know if you liked it as much as I did, but I just really got a lot out of it. I thought it was a really easy read and like, mm-hmm. I flew through it and like, I found myself just like, you know, I always set the standard of like 10 pages a day and I would cruise way more than that with this one just cause it is such an easy read. And, I really like how he breaks it down. Like,
didn't actually interview him. He just pulled it from posts and things like that he's like videos and mm-hmm. things that this guy has taught. Naval
didn't write this book.
No.
This guy, Eric Jorgensen did, but he basically based it off of, you know, the content that Naval's got out there. And, you know, I mean, I know a lot of it was probably, and I think a lot of it was taken from Naval's episode on JRE because I noticed there was a lot of, I've listened to that episode once or twice and there's a lot of things that he'll pull from there. Mm-hmm. But Naval does tweet a lot, and a lot of these like throughout this book, you'll see all the gray inserts in here are all tweets from Naval. And so like he would like tweet it, or he'd take the tweet and then he'd like find a time when Naval talked about that and like kind of broke it down. Well, through that.
And I did a mix of listening to the audiobook and reading.
Yeah.
And on the audiobook, the guy would like speak in a different voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You put like an Indian accent or something. That's funny.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Listening to it and reading it. Yeah, it was a good book. I liked it.
Yeah. So like for those of you that don't know, Naval is a, here's a little breakdown of it. No, Naval is an entrepreneur, philosopher, and investor who has captivated the world with his principles for building wealth and creating long-term happiness. So he was like an angel investor in like a lot of Silicon Valley type. Let me pull it up just so I can have it here. Yeah. So he's born in India, I believe, and then moved to New York as an early, like throughout his early childhood, and then. You know, got into investing and invested, you know, intelligently in a lot of really good companies that then went on to do, you know, great big numbers and, you know, obviously picked his investments really well. But what was cool about this book is, you know, he broke it down into like kind of like five major sections, I guess you'd say, like the wealth creation. He did like a whole section on wealth creation, happiness, decision making, philosophy of life, health. And, you know, it was just some really good points. And yeah, man, I'd get out there and grab this book just because, like I said, it was super easy read, and you can just kind of fly through it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and I feel like this is one that you could literally like just open up to any page
and read it,
and just read it.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not like something you have to follow. Like you don't have to read it from cover to cover.
No,
you could totally just pick this thing up, open it up to a random page and be like, oh, okay, that's a good like little lesson for today.
Right.
And
perfect book. Like if you're trying to get into journaling.
Yes.
Like literally this book, and you just, like you said, pick it up, flip it to any page. Even if you just like read some of the tweets that's printed in the book, and then you just go all, like start a journal entry on that specific thing, almost kind of like, you know, like the Daily Stoic, like mm-hmm. you can pick the Daily Stoic up, read that day's, you know, stoicism, and then do a journal entry on it. You could do the exact same thing with this book.
For sure. Yeah. And, you know, I started just like posting quotes from this book and yeah. my story every morning, just like as I'm reading, like, ooh, I like that one. I'll throw that one out there today. And, you know, I've been getting a lot of people seem to like them whenever I put them out there. So I think that's going to be something I just keep doing. Just like randomly posting a quote every day, right. just cause I just,
yeah, I took a week off from walking and I've had a few people reach out like, hey, where are your walking videos at? What national holiday is today? What do I need to know about today?
What do I need to know, Pat? Yeah. Tell us.
Yeah. Well.
So yeah, this first one, you know, the first section is building wealth. Making money is not a thing you do. It's a skill you learn.
Yep.
And that's something I feel like he goes into in a lot of things in here. And in the other thing that the other section was happiness, where he talks about happiness being a skill,
mm-hmm.
which I definitely think that there's some validity to that 100%. I think you can like, it's something you can learn and be better at.
I think a great thing, like, what's the guy from Pursuit of Happiness? What's
Will Smith?
No, I mean, yeah, that's, but like that character that it's based around.
Oh, I don't remember.
But like putting those two together to talk about happiness.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a hell of a conversation.
Yeah, for sure. I haven't seen Pursuit of Happiness in years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Man, I cause I watched that one probably when I was in like high school or something when mm-hmm. it came out, and I feel like it wouldn't click like it would now.
Right. It'd be so different. Like resonating with him having a kid.
Yes.
And, yeah. Just
because I don't even remember what's it even? I know, I mean, I kind of remember what it was about a little bit, but I don't even remember like who.
So he sold medical devices and it went like he spent his life savings on medical devices and he went around trying to sell them and it didn't work out. So like he had lost everything and then his wife and the mother kid just left. So it was just him and his kid. He was struggling financially and then all of a sudden, kind of like lucked into this chance, like an internship, an unpaid internship at this financial firm. And so he went through the process of that while still trying to unload the last bit of medical devices that he had. But it just kind of goes through like his struggles and everything that he had to go through to get to that point where he was, and now he's like a very successful investor and stuff like that. So
sick.
Yeah. Basically sacrificing everything so he could do this and provide for his family.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'll need to definitely watch that one.
Yeah, it's a good one. But yeah, chapter one. So chapter one is about wealth. He goes into the importance of creating wealth and distinguishes between being rich and wealthy and emphasizes building assets that earn while you sleep and highlights the value of ownership. So, I mean, obviously that's always a goal. Like you talk to invest, I forget who says it, but you know, the eighth greatest wonder in the world is compound interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's always, you know, building while you sleep. I mean, that's why everybody's talking about like, hey, having 401ks or IRAs and things like that to help establish and be ready for when the time comes to retire, because it compounds, it's constantly growing for you and you're adding, and as you continue to add money, that's just more that's able to compound. So
truly a passive income.
Right.
As we've talked about it on here before, and people talk about getting into real estate investing and stuff and kind of expecting it to just be a, you know, a passive thing. Like it most certainly, I mean, at least
passive.
It's not passive,
yeah.
You know, unless you're doing some sort of syndication where you're,
what Lee has going on.
Like, you know, we have if you're just an investor where you're strictly investing money and or limited partner, that's what they call it. If you're a limited partner where you're essentially just investing money and then, you know, you give it to these guys and they, you know, they give you a return on it. Like that's a passive. But if you're the guys, you know, if you're the one out there flipping the house, you're the one who owns the rental property, you're the one who, you know, is wholesaling deals or whatever it is, like that's not passive by any means. It takes constant work and it's going to always be, you know, if you're flipping houses, you're only making money when you're buying rehabs, fixing them up and selling them. Like you're not, you know, if it's, if you don't have a rehab going on right now, right. or you're just sitting around, like it's, you're not making money.
Right.
Whereas this, yeah.
You know Chris Barrett, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So he posted a funny video the other day about this and I got a good laugh out of it. It's just a video of him walking around spraying for yeah. bugs and stuff. And he goes, so is this passive income?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that. Yeah. I like him. He's funny.
That's funny.
We should get him on.
Yeah.
I think he's got a podcast too, I think.
Does he?
I think. I feel like I've seen him on, I've seen clips of him on podcasts, I think.
He's awesome. He's like one of them, like, yeah, he's haven't talked to him super popular. Yeah. He's
jacked, bro.
Yeah. I hope I look like him when I'm his age.
Yeah. Yeah. He's jacked.
Yeah. A super nice guy, too.
Yeah. I've
super
only talked nice. To him like once or twice. I talked like the last like Keller Williams Awards event, like I was like standing in line for the like buffet, you know, it was a long ass line. So I sat there and talked to him for a while and I just got to know him a little bit. He's a really good guy.
Yeah, I've done a few deals on, where he's on the listing side of things and just had to, you know, just, you know how they call both sides and just chit chat. And so I got to know him through that, some other networking stuff, but yeah, super nice guy. So,
yeah. So,
chapter two,
happiness. So, you know, kind of goes into self-discovery. Happiness is seen as a state of being rather than a goal. Naval encourages introspection to understand what truly makes you happy. You know, that's one thing I think I definitely got out of this book is like really, and he definitely goes into meditation a lot, which is something, another thing that I've been doing pretty much every morning now, is meditating and just like trying to think of nothing. You know, literally I sit there for, you know, 10 minutes and I literally just try to think about nothing other than my breath, you know, and sometimes your mind will trail off and, you know, I think that's okay. Just if you can just kind of always bring it back and back to that breath and just kind of focus on that and just kind of being able to kind of turn your mind off is a skill, especially these days where we're constantly being overwhelmed by information. We're, you know, we're attached to our phones and being bombarded with just notifications constantly. So it's a definitely skill because it's definitely not an easy thing to do just to be able to just kind of not focus on all that stuff and really turn your brain off. So, you know, he stresses the importance of, you know, mindful practices to calm and to cultivate the calm and centered mindset. The other thing he goes into on happiness is relationships and building quality relationships is crucial for happiness. Naval, you know, he emphasizes, you know, surrounding yourself with the right people, you know, and that's something we've talked about on the show for really since its entirety. You know, you are who you surround yourself with.
Right.
You know, that average of the five people you know, spend the most time with. And, you know, it got me thinking, I was like, man, I had to like, actually sat down and like wrote my five out the other day. I was like, all right, who are the five people that I like? You're one of them, obviously. But I was like trying to think of like the five people that I spend the most time with and like surround myself with. And I was like, man, you know, if I would have looked at this, actually, I was thinking about talking to Gina about this the other day, you know, got married 6 years ago. And nothing against any of the guys that were in my wedding or anything. Like, I love all those guys. They're still good friends with all of them. But like, I think if I did it again, like if I got married now versus 6 years ago, I'm like, it'd be funny how it would be different for sure. You know, like you'd be there for sure. And like I've, you know, you and several others that I've become friends with over the last 6 years that I wasn't really friends with before, but like I definitely have gone through transformation is kind of a cheesy word, but you know, definitely changed. Like my life's changed for sure. I'm a, you know, everything
as it should though.
Yeah. 100%. Right? Like I'm not the, you know, straight out of college party boy that I was 10 years ago.
Right.
Things are very different. And, so things are, I mean, they're all for the better for sure. But I was just thinking about that. I was like, man, it's funny if I, you know, say I got married today, like how much different the wedding party would look.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Gina's would be very different. Maybe a couple people, but for the most part, I think it would pretty much be the same for her. But like, I feel like mine would be vastly different.
Yeah,
it's interesting,
right? Well, and there was another point that he brought up in that chapter that I think a lot of us forget it because life is so busy. But like, happiness requires being present. Like you have to be present in order to be happy. And I know that I forget this sometimes too. And this happens a lot where it's like, I feel like I'm in a situation, but I've got so much other shit going on in my life that I'm not in the moment present with the people that are there. And that's what I love about this is like, I feel like 100% of the time I am 100% present when I'm here. And it's like the best 3 hours of the week because everything shut off. The only thing I have to focus on is hanging out with you, our guests, and just having conversations. And, you know, I think this has been one of the biggest parts of what's brought a lot of happiness into my life is late, like in a long time this past year, just because I have been so present at this, and it's allowed me to like focus on that. And then like being present, like the divorce, having to be super present with the boys, you know, there's it's just me.
Yeah. Cause I think about that, how I rely on Gina a lot too, you know, like if I'm, you know, whenever she's here, you know, cause now it's like, you know, now I've got that, you know, hour and a half in the morning where it's just me and them,
right.
You know, like I didn't really have that before, you know, she was always here. So it's like, okay, now I'm, you know, I've had my handful of times where I'm alone with both of them, but it's few and far, it had been few and far between, but now it's, all right, it's every morning, you know, I'm solo dad duty, which is, it's a different thing when you got, you know, as you know, like when you're the only one there, like it's, you know, all the responsibility, you know, you can't take your eye off them for a second, especially the ages that both of mine are, like one of them's a, you know, site, you know. If I'm, yeah, but like this morning, for instance, I ran into the kitchen to get Calvin some more milk, and I come back there, and I got Theo in his like little swinging chair, and Calvin's sitting on top of him. I'm like, Calvin, get up!
Yeah,
like, well, and, you know,
but like, it'll get to a point too. Like the boys right now, you know, we're working with them, and we've got, they do a pretty good job, but they get dressed by themselves in the morning, getting their book bags ready for school, and then like, hey, what do you like? You guys tell me, here are your options for breakfast. Which one do you want? And then like showing like cereal. Okay, that's easy. Let's get out a bowl. Let's get the cereal out. Let's get the milk out. Oh, I want waffles today. Okay, well, let's pull the waffles, the pre-made waffles out. Yep. Here's how you set the toaster oven.
Yep.
You know, things like that. So it's a little bit, and then like, hey, brush your teeth. You know, they know like, hey guys, time to brush your teeth. And they go on, they brush your teeth. You know, but the getting dressed part's funny just to see how
what they come up with.
Yeah. Connor's pretty, Connor gets it. Oliver will come out with some crazy ass shit.
Yeah. Come out with like half a Halloween costume on. Yeah. Some cowboy boots.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's, but no, like that's, and two to that, you know, they're at that age where two, you want to give them a little bit more independence. So like there's times where it's like, you know, it's a lot of not, I don't have to be like, I'm not on top of them, like with them at all times. So like they'll go in their room. And I mean, I'll have to check every once in a while or they'll destroy it. But, you know, making sure that like, hey, guys, when you're done with those, make sure they'll get put away before you move on to the next thing. But for the most part, yeah, just letting them be them and letting them have that independence. And, you know, I'm like, hey, you guys want to hang out with Dad? No. Like, fuck me. Yeah. Big gulp. Oh, see you later. So, but no, yeah, it's been... Yeah, that was a good chapter. I really liked that one. Mm-hmm.
The happiness one.
Yeah.
I think it's the longest chapter in this book. So
Well, it's that's part two.
Yeah. It's not really chapters.
But no, like, it's like little subsects, because then you got philosophy, you got saving yourself.
Saving yourself.
So, but yeah, I mean, each one, like, I mean, yeah, part one, building wealth. I mean, that goes over so many different things. Building judgment, that was a part that we
skip over that.
Yeah, that was part. I mean, that's all part of part one under wealth, so it all falls under that. And like even these other ones. So part two is happiness, and you've got learning happiness, which talks about that. Then saving yourself, philosophy, and then the philosophy, like the meaning of life and the value, like establishing your values. But yeah, I mean, underneath part two, so you've got happiness. We talked about being present. And learning how to learn about happiness. Envy is the enemy of happiness.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yep.
Something I always go back to, man.
Yep. And then a subsection of that is saving yourself.
Yeah.
So like
the saving yourself part, that I was actually just pulled this up just because I posted this one a couple days ago and I was like, oh, I really like this one. It's doctors won't make you healthy. Nutritionists won't make you slim. Teachers won't make you smart. Gurus won't make you calm. Mentors won't make you rich. Trainers won't make you fit. Ultimately, you have to take responsibility. Save yourself.
Yeah. It's good. That's good. Yeah.
No one's coming to save you, man. It's all
exactly.
you.
Exactly. So, and then he like dives into like meditation and the mental strength. You know, obviously choosing to grow yourself and choosing to free yourself, but like choosing to be yourself. I feel like, and I know that I have fallen that. It's easy to fall into that with this job because, you know, yeah, I've got my like the people that are referred to me, the clients that I help buy. But at the same time, like, I'm working with a bunch of different referral partners, for real estate agents, insurance agents, financial advisors, divorce attorneys, just a bunch of different people. And, you know, everybody's different. And, you know, yeah, you want to be yourself. And obviously you want to work with people that accept you for who you are as yourself, but that's not always going to be the case. And so you have to, like, for a while, I was like, yeah, I'm a chameleon. Like, I'm a chameleon. I can blend into wherever I need to be or whoever I need to be. And I just got, it's just got so fucking tiring. And, like, really, what the again, coming back to the show is real, because this is going out there every week, twice a week, constantly posting about it. Like, I can't hide who I am on the show. So, well, since then, it's just been, I feel like I've been a lot more of my authentic self, especially with people and meeting people and referral partners and, you know, and being okay with, like, hey, yeah, we just don't vibe. We don't click. Like, I don't want to change who I am as a person just to get your business. Like, I don't need to. And so, you know, that's been a big eye-opening experience. And it's cool to kind of be able to, like, have someone put that into words and, like, oh, wow. Yeah, that's me. That makes sense. Like, I definitely needed to choose being myself versus trying to be a chameleon to everyone.
Yeah, dude, I totally agree. I can't tell you how often I've been out with people, showing them houses, and, you know, I definitely, like, have to, like, feel like I'm putting on a mask, kind of, you know, right. Like, that's not really what I think, but mm-hmm. I'll agree with you here, mm-hmm. you know, just because it's your thing, and I don't want you mad at me.
Right.
I don't want to stir up some,
right.
you know, thing. But now I think that's one thing with this show. Also, it's like I've definitely gotten way better at saying how I feel instead of just, like, I used to avoid conflict a lot more than I do now.
Yeah.
I think that's also
like, I was reading something too with testosterone. That's something that, like, it triggers something in your brain that, like, the lack of testosterone makes you more of an agreeable person, like,
more submissive. Yeah.
Yeah, to everyone. Where. The testosterone, once it kicks in, it does something in your brain that, you know, makes you stand for those beliefs and stand firm in what you're believing versus trying to just to agree to appease everybody. So yeah.
That could be some of it too, for sure. Dude, I feel like there's many points in this book where I feel like it was like talking directly to me, you know, like, I was like, oh man, I needed to hear that today.
Right.
That was a good one. This is a good one, guys. I'd get out there and read this one.
Yeah. The last part was philosophy. Just talk about the meaning of life and having your values. So
to that page.
Yeah. Towards the end of the book. Should just
right, here we go.
Look at his recommended reading list.
Yeah. Honestly, if we haven't really decided what we're going to do next month yet, I guess, and we were kind of chatting about.
Yeah.
But real truths are heresies. They cannot be spoken, only discovered, whispered, and perhaps read.
Hmm. There's just, I mean, he's got so many really good quotes, thoughts.
Yeah, like right here, goes into the meanings of life, and he's got like three different answers for it. Oh, well, it's like several pages. I'm not going to read it all. I was like, oh, I can rip this real quick, but I'm not going to sit here and read four pages for you guys. Sorry.
Right.
I guess I'll get sick of me reading, and I'll fumble over my words and get embarrassed. Dude, you ever have that as a kid, like when you were had to like read in class. And you like get that pressure. I get the same thing on here. I'm like, God, don't fuck up. Fuck, I fucked up. I stumbled, they said something. You know,
it just keeps taking me back to that Billy Madison scene with the kid reading.
Yeah. the kid today, Junior.
Oh man. Yeah, there's, yeah, I mean, it's true. I think want to make sure, you know, you're not one to fuck up, obviously. So,
yeah.
But I think it just makes it more authentic. And,
for sure. Yeah. 100%.
So,
I mean, everybody fucks up. Everybody stumbles over words.
Absolutely. I say the sentences in the wrong way all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I grew up with a woman who just invented words and names on her own. Like, she would just, my mom was notorious for just saying the wrong word all the time.
And she would just go with it.
Yeah. And then, like, towards the end of her career, like, when it came to, like, pronouncing our clients' names, like, she was always saying names wrong. Mm-hmm. Always zero fucks given when it came to pronouncing names.
I'm always like, I ran into a guy the other day, and I just, like, when you forget someone's name and you just have to, like, oh, what's up, dude? You know, what's up, man? You know, like, fuck, I know this guy. I know his name. I know it. It's there somewhere, but I just cannot fucking remember right now. Hey, what's up, bro? Yeah. You know, just throw a buddy, a man, a bro in there, you know.
Dude, what's up? Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, I know your name. But God
damn it. I've learned a lot of people don't like being called buddy.
Yeah, buddies. Yeah, I always use bro.
Yeah, man, what's up, dude? Yeah.
Yeah, man, bro, dude. Yeah. Those are the three. I use all three of those words a lot. Almost as much as you know . Yeah. But I think, dude, I've been really focusing on my ums lately. I do it a lot. I do it a lot. I really do. And fuck there. I just did it again.
Yeah,
but I do it a ton. And I'm always trying to, I was actually looking up, I was looking up YouTube videos on how to stop saying And the guy was like, dude, just close your mouth when you're done talking.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's kind of a helpful little tip.
Right.
Like you don't say if you're tired of saying because you usually say it when you don't know, when you're like trying to think of the next thing to say. It's just like a filler where you're just talking and then you're like, I was you know. Mm. And but he's like, dude, yeah, just close your mouth after you're done saying the last word. You just won't say. Okay, that's a good little pointer.
Right.
You know, because it's like something that I don't think I do very often. So it's something I've been trying to consciously think about. But there are times where you just get rolling and you don't remember.
Right. And just go.
Just fills in. It's like your natural reaction to say that stupid fucking
Yeah. Fuck did that word come from?
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Well, I think that's a good spot for us to cut it off. So thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. If you haven't subscribed yet, please hit that subscribe button for us. That would help us out a ton. And hit that like button, comment what you guys thought below, and actually comment what you guys think we should read next month below the video, and we'll take that into consideration. And we will see you next time.